lekun shi fun mi o lekun o lekun o la ta lo
The theme music for this episode is titled Lola Olua by Olabode. You can check out more of his works on his Instagram handle at olabodefolk. Welcome to African Window. I'm your host, Soft. African Window is a podcast steered towards providing a better insight into Africa, ranging from culture, style, relationship, marriages, fashion, music, art, norms, tradition, even African government systems. We also hope to create a bridge between what you thought it was and what it actually is. We are here to bridge the gap between you and the lies. We're here to shine the light on the dark places and to bring the truth to life on many occasions. And by the end of the day, we hope to be able to reintroduce you to the new Africa and get you going understanding what life actually is on this great continent. Welcome to African Window.
Alright, growing up was fun. So Easter, I would say the most fun part of Easter is Palm Sunday. You get to come across palm fronds and make crosses. Okay, so after we realized Jesus was crucified on Good Friday, yeah, we used to go out hunting for lizards and crucify, like, replicate the scenario. Yeah, it was stupid, but then kids, it was fun. Okay, so apart from the nice dishes moving out of our kitchen, like, special meal, yeah, comes from the neighbors, comes from our house, so we exchange food. Yeah, growing up was fun, Easter was fun.
Okay, so it was Easter's Eve, and I went for that evening mass they do that normally ends by 11 p.m., 12 a.m. thereabouts. So when I went alone because my mom was ill. She couldn't go to church with me, and I can't remember what happened that my younger sisters didn't follow me to church. And Mama, this is funny. So because I went alone and then it was late, I don't know, my dad panicked, he freaked out, and then he sent someone to go to church and call me. Oh, they went to go and use loudspeaker and announcing my name. Oh, mad.
Welcome back. Can you imagine? He just talked about getting lizards and crucifying them to replicate the crucifixion. Quite weird, but very funny. And you can hear the other lady talking about the family thinking she is missing because she left home alone. That was some fun memory to look back to. So continuing in the episode, what do you think of Easter in Africa so far? From a personal experience, I get to laugh out loud each time I remember what Easter meant to me as a boy that grew up in an African village. We had a lot of fun those days anyway. We would wake up as early as 4 a.m. to get set to go to the mountain. Only that during the Easter period, it was not just a mountain. We call it Galilee. Oh, what a childhood. We were even told if you go to the Galilee early enough, you'll get to see Jesus. So it was a race for us back then. We would dress up in our Easter clothes and rush off to the mountains. Mind you, this mountain was like 5 to 10 kilometers away from the village. But we go as far as our tiny legs could because we want to see Jesus. But every year, someone beats you to it. Alas, one year a friend got to Galilee before me. He practically told me he saw Jesus and I just missed him. He went further to tell me he inserted his fingers in the holes on Jesus' palms. I was so devastated. I was quite ignorant those days. What would you expect from a boy growing up in a village where you could count the number of cars that ply the roads on a daily basis? Before we go further in this, let's listen to a few more Easter experiences from my friends.
To me, while growing up, Easter was a sober mood for me. It was a time I believe I have to reconnect back to God. It's not like Christmas that is more like celebration. Easter was a time for me to check myself and to amend my ways, because for Jesus to die for our sins, and in the way that he was crucified, it was more like an emotional thing to me. From the 40 days of fast for 40 days and 40 nights, it was more like a holy something. Then we had the Palm Sunday, which we made use palm to make cross. We had the Good Friday, where that was the day that he was crucified. And then in my church, then there is a drama that is being made on how the crucifixion was being done. It was more like how he was being flogged. It was like I was there. Like, it's more like a real kind of something to me. So down to the Holy Saturday, then the Easter day was a bit more like relaxing and celebrative, because that was the day he rose again. He rose again to give us hope. He rose again to give us life. So that's Easter for me.
Okay, Easter for me as a child, it was sober. It was a time of sober reflection. Was a time to cry. Was a time to ask God for forgiveness. You know, they always tell us stories about how Christ suffered for us, how he went to the cross, how he went through a lot of pain for us. So me, I was this cry baby, so I kept crying, you know, throughout. I'll just be crying, especially when they now put this movie for us, Passion of the Cross. It was
I will cry and cry and cry, and then when they call for altar call, I will go, I'll give my life to Christ, you know. So Easter for me was a time where we go back to the cross, go back to Calvary, you know, and it was beautiful, beautiful.
Wow, wow, wow. That was something. Well, that was quite religious and moving. That's from a Catholic boy and a deeper life girl's viewpoint. Moment of sober reflection. Haha, I can remember. Our childhood as Christian children, you go to bed with fear and trembling almost every day, remembering to ask forgiveness right before you fall asleep, because we always have it at the back of our mind that pa-pa-da-pa-da, the trumpet may sound while you are asleep, because they say Christ comes like a thief in the middle of the night. We're always so watchful, so scared, and we always try to do the right things, don't we? And whatever we do wrong, immediately we start saying, God forgive me, God forgive me. I'm not sure kids know if Christ is even coming back. The world has changed so much. This now leads us to talking about Palm Sunday. Oh, the lovely Palm Sundays. I think that was the main Easter for us growing up. We would make crowns off leaves of palm fronds and make pendants and tie it all around our neck, hang it on our doorpost and everything. As boys, we'll go to church as early as possible on Sunday mornings to cut fresh palm fronds and adorn the churches with it. Then keep the best of the leaves for ourselves to make lovely pendants. Oh, but we were never around for the cleanups after the service, though. We ran away. If you recall, I earlier told you I grew up in the village, so I'm from a very strict family for my dad. So Palm Sunday, the churches and the whole neighborhood gather together for a form of carnival. We'll sing and dance all around the village in the hot sun. But hey, it was more like a get out of jail free card for us. It's one of those few days you get to leave the house without questions asked. So with pleasure, we'll go out, meet up with our friends, go out for the parade, dance around the whole neighborhood. All the same, it was fun, it was fun, it was fun.
This is Sharon. For me, Easter has a very different vibe to Christmas. And growing up, I can vividly remember my grandma gathering us around, and you know, days before Easter, she's always like telling us about Christ and someone is about to die for you for all your sins, and you better not sin on the Good Friday, because she's like, oh, she looks at you with this look and she's like, oh, someone is taking all the beatings for you, and here you are adding salt to his wounds and all these things. So it's always, Good Friday has always been a day of super reflection. Like, our head is always down and we are always acknowledging the fact that someone was dying for us. But then, so we do all the cooking on Saturdays, and then when Sunday comes, we party it up. Like, that person that died for you came back to life, you know, and has freed you. So it's always like good thing. Like, we just sit around, we share food, and you know, just good vibes, because you know what, Jesus is alive.
So one time I was like 9 or 10, I could remember we're sitting in the old church then. When they buy us Christmas and New Year clothes, that's if you're lucky, you won't get Easter clothes. Like, that's the norm in my house. You just wear what you have for Easter. And every time when you see somebody wearing a new clothes for Easter, you'll be know how you've been in church. They bought Easter clothes for this one. Me, I don't have. So instead of showing yourself, you just sit down quietly. So that particular Easter, I don't know what happened. I can't remember though. But I had Christmas clothes. I had New Year clothes. And then I had Easter clothes. New clothes. And I can remember my Easter clothes was a brown top and a jean skirt. The jean skirt was like straight from the beginning, then it had one small flea under with one line like that, and it was very fine. It was very, very fine. And when I got to church that Easter Sunday, it was like I was a princess just because of the new clothes. So when everybody had their clothes to show off, I also had mine, and of course my new hair too. So that's it.
Okay, so Easter period has always been, it always seemed like a minor celebration somehow when I was growing up. I mean, it wasn't as big as Christmas, but then it was Easter. It had to be like a celebration. So especially Palm Sunday, would take palm leaf and go to church, and then would look for the best person that can make some of all these crosses and stuff. And then we'd go to church and then do the whole, everyone was just decorated with palms and stuff. We didn't really understand the essence of the whole thing, I mean, growing up. And then Easter Monday was always like a picnic day or something. It should just be one program somewhere. Like you just go and just go. And then he told us there was a day when Jesus gathered the disciples at somewhere. So it was always that we'd go somewhere like a picnic or something. But then the mood on Friday, on Good Friday, was always solemn and sad. And then on Sunday, it was all hyper and I mean, it's risen. But it was fun, especially when you're with family.
It's a pretty good memory in those days when we celebrate Easter, especially the Palm Sunday. You go to church, have palm fronds woven into different kind of crosses. But these days, they are all gone. Easter, the cross, is in our heart, is in our children's heart.
Oh, what lovely memories were already shared. I believe you enjoyed yourself a little, if not much. But can you imagine the shock we got as Africans growing up and later hearing about Easter bunnies and eggs and all the fairy tales about Easter? We're like, oh, okay. But Easter wasn't like that over here. All I can say is Easter had its memories for us growing up. Unfortunately, or should I say fortunately, Easter isn't the same over here as it was back then. Many of the fables and the myths have been debunked already. But hey, I promised you a story towards the end of the episode, didn't I? Okay, here it goes. It was a lovely Easter Monday morning, around 4:30 a.m. My sister got herself, my elder sister, I mean the first daughter of the family, got herself a white t-shirt for Easter. I think she bought it for like 150 naira or thereabout. Yeah, 150 naira. And it was quite expensive to her that time anyway. So I don't know if you're familiar with this heat transfer, that you have this white paper that has sticker on it, that you get to put a sticker on your shirt and iron it, then the image on the sticker gets stuck to the shirt. So she wanted to use the sticker to design the plain white t-shirt. Our firstborn, who is a guy, was the first person to try his own. He tried it with an old shirt anyway, so it worked. So my other sister decided that, okay, she wants to make hers too. She put the clothes on the table, put the sticker on it. The elder brother was like, this should be done for 5 minutes and that's it. My other sister was like, no, I want this to last very long, so I'm going to do it for 15 minutes. My brother said, 5 minutes. She said, no, it's 15 minutes. I said, okay. Then she started it. When it was 5 minutes, my brother said, sis, come, it's 5 minutes, remove this. She said, no, I'm going for 15 minutes. When it was 10 minutes, my brother still said the same thing, remove this thing. She said, no, 15 minutes, okay. Then 15 minutes elapsed, and when she removed the iron, the paper was already burnt. Like, the paper was burnt, it was burnt on the white shirt and everything. The white shirt that was supposed to have this beautiful design on it already got spoiled. Then my sister was like, oh my god. Then when my brother saw it, my brother was like, but he couldn't laugh out loud because my sister is strong-willed, and when she's angry, it's not funny. The next day, my sister just said, ah, Oluwa mi, aye mi ti baje o, aso 150 naira, tite mi ti baje. You know, that meant like, my life is ruined, the clothes of 150 naira, oh, Easter is spoiled, my own is ruined, I'm totally finished. My mother heard it from the room. She literally jumped out of the room. Kilo shale, kilo shale, kilo de, kilo shale. You know, she actually thought a tragedy had struck in the house. That was when she discovered that my sister was crying because of her 150 naira clothes that got burnt. Then she was like, your life is not ruined in the name of Jesus, you know. As a Christian mother, she had to rebuke her and all that. So at that point, my sister ran to the kitchen to look for soap, carried buckets and everything, started pouring detergent on the white shirt, started trying to scrub it and all that. But unfortunately, it was a permanent dent on the shirt. She just sat down on the floor and started crying so loud. Then she, at the end of the day, she chased us out of the room. She said Easter was already ruined, nothing good would come off the day and all that. So we all went to Galilee without her, so to speak. So we went, by the time we came back from Galilee, my other brother was already rocking the burnt shirt. He didn't care if it was burnt or not. He's a guy, and to him, that was just another design. So he picked the shirt, he was wearing it all around. I think he wore the shirt till it's done anyway. So we discovered that the shirt that was so important to my sister became a plaything for my brother. So that's the story I promised you anyway. That's the funny experience. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you get to understand the story. If I'd explained it in Yoruba, it might have been more funny to you. But yeah, that was the story. And thank you. Thank you for listening. This brought us to the end of the episode. Remember, the title of this episode is Easter in Africa. We'll implore you to like and subscribe to get more updates when we upload new episodes. The title of the theme song for the episode is Lola Olua by Olabode. You can check out more of his content on his Instagram handle at olabodefolk. We'll also implore us to go to the comment section and drop a comment either in text or voice of one of your best Easter experiences growing up. Once again, this is African Window with Soft. Catch you on the next one.
lekun shi fun mi o lekun o lekun o la ta lo I know go beg for bread. Ilekun ashi fun mi o.